Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1063. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. There's a Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfu Shalema Sarafega Basleina Chamash Taka Verfu Shalema Psoch Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, we are in the middle of going through the various different halachas in reference to trees. There are various different gazeris which by Chazal said we cannot make use of a tree. And the reason was plain and simple. The Mishnah Berurah explained to us last time. We're afraid somebody's going to climb. If we let you use a tree, hang things on the tree and climb on the tree or lean on the tree. There, we'll see what it means, leaning. We have to see how that works. But be it as it may, the Chazal were afraid one might come to pull off fruits, one might come to pull off a branch, and so on. Okay. So the next thing, just moving on in the Mechaber, is not so negay lemaisa, but it's important to note, just to keep in mind. He says like this, somebody goes, let's say somebody didn't know, they went up on the tree on Shabbos, they climbed up a tree, right? A person climbed up a tree, they like climbing up a tree, so then somebody else told them, oh, one side, where are you going up the tree? You're not allowed to go on a tree. Okay, so now he's on the tree, what do we do? You're not allowed to make use of a tree, right? You're not allowed to lean on a tree, hang things on the tree, you're not allowed to climb up a tree. The person now climbed up a tree, is he allowed to get off, right? So tells us the Mechaber says, b'shoigeg, if the person went up the tree by mistake, he didn't know, first of all, he didn't know with Shabbos, or he didn't know the halachas that you can't climb a tree. He didn't know. So b'shoigeg is mutter leirid. We tell him, it's okay, you made a mistake, go down, no problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting, in Sifkat and Vav, the Afagav de Verida, Zumish Tamish Bila, and you're gonna tell me, good, you climbed up the tree by mistake, but now when you're going down, you're making use of a tree. You're not allowed to climb up a tree, but you're also not allowed to climb down a tree. So how do we let you climb down the tree? So he says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting, Afal Pikain, ain't lesser a love, we didn't aser it, we let you come down, the Gambi Yeshivas in Mishtamishu. Because even just sitting on the tree is also making use of the tree. So whether you're climbing down the tree, you're sitting on the tree, you're making use of the tree, so go down, we tell you, go down from the tree. Okay, then the Mechaber tells us, good, that's by mistake, he didn't know what Shabbos, B'shoigeg, or he didn't know that it's not allowed. What about B'mezid? The person said, I know I'm not allowed to climb on a tree, but I'm going to climb up anyways, finish, I'm going to climb up. And then once he's on the tree, he did tshuva, he said, you know what, it really wasn't right what I did. I went up on purpose, I'm going to go down. So the Mechaber says, not so fast. You can't go down so fast. You went up on purpose on the tree, or soleret, we don't let you go down. There's a gezeret, not a gezeret, there's a knas. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Zayin, ad moitzei Shabbos, you have to stay up there. A person went up the tree, says, I don't care. I'm not allowed to climb up a tree, I don't care. I got to climb up the tree. But then when he went up, you know what? I made a mistake. I'm going to come back down. No, you got to stay up there. It's ad moitzei Shabbos till after Shabbos. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, the kansinon lay. There's a knas. There's mamish, you can't, it's not a free, you can just do what you want. Chazal said you can't climb on a tree, you can't climb on a tree. If you made a mistake, you didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know it was also so good, so we let you go down. But you did it on purpose? Now you get a knas, you have to stay on the tree. Okay, so comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman, or Rav Zech Tzadik Levrach, brings down the dirshu, the Mishnah Berurah dirshu brings down interesting in the ice number 5 from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Erev Shlomo Zalman says like this, what about, good, so somebody, if you went up by mistake, so you go down, fine. But let's say the person went up, and they went up on purpose, so they did shuva, they made a mistake. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you could jump down. V'leirid me'ilan be'kifitza achas, in a jump, right, you give a jump, I'm not going to climb down the tree, but I'll jump down, I'll give like one jump off the tree, like this, I'm not even making use of the tree to come down. So it says, Reb Shlomo Zalman, V'lerid me'irilin k'bekfisa achas tzarech tzideit, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Orbach shamei achar hayeshiva, aluilin is asura, really sitting on the tree is asur also. Just, it's a kanas, the Chazal said, there's a kanas on the person, right, there's a penalty. So, but really sitting on the tree is also us. If I re Adam Eina Yachol Shaves al Ilan Mibli Lazes Mimkaimai Klal. In other words, it's impossible for a person just to sit in one place the whole time. He's going to have to move here, move there, and this is really us to do. Lachain says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yitachin Shemutav Likbois Bimenu. It's better Yitachin Shemutav Likbois Bimenu. It's better that a person jumps off, even if they went up there on purpose. But give a jump if they're able to jump off. Usually, somebody climbs a tree is able to jump. I mean, it depends how high on the tree they went. But if you're able, the person's able to jump off, Shabbos Mimenu V'lay L'Hashir L'Shabbos Olav Kol HaShabbos. Now, in other words, they don't have to sit there the whole Shabbos. If you could give one jump off, it's better to give the jump off. Give a jump off, and like this, you're not mishtamish with the tree. You're not using the tree by jumping off, and we don't have to run into other issues. Even though Chazal said that you really have to stay there, but again, it's usher to make use of the tree. You'll move here, you'll move there, you move from one branch to the other. So to give one jump off, if you're able to, that's what one should do. Okay, so he brings another thing. There's a dirshu also from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says like this, that interesting. So let's say somebody sat down. Let's say somebody sat down, even if it was bemezid, and it was more than, they sat down on like a tree stump or maybe a small tree or something like that, and it was more than three tefachim high. We said three tefachim, which is the amount. I'm not going to get into the exact amounts. I have to find out the measurements exactly, but it's a very small amount, three tefachim high. But let's say a person sat on a tree or a tree stump that's higher. Let's say it's whatever, it's a couple of feet high. So they're sitting on it. So now all they have to do is they could just get up, right? They just sat on it. So if somebody sat on it, even on purpose, vim toshiv b'shabs al goza eitz oy shall al sheris gagvoim gimel tefachim yakarka. In other words, it's higher up, whereby again there's a gezeri. Did it on purpose? You have to really stay there. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, das gam Reb Shlomo Zalman, that shem establish a love lokum miyad v'loy lahashir. You could get just stand right up, and you don't have to stay there. But mekam yad motzi shabbos kevin she'ena nechshav mishtamish be'ilan kishakam imanu. When a person just stands up, they're not being mishtamish with the tree. They're not making use of the tree. Whereby, if somebody went up on a tree, let's say they climbed up with branches, so when they're going down, they're making use of the tree. So we said, b'mezid, just stay there. If they did it on purpose, just stay there. But if they sat, whether by mistake or on purpose, according to this, on a, let's say, tree stump or a small tree, something that's more than three tefachim high, they just get up and leave. You don't have to stay there till the end of Shabbos. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, because that's not being mishtamish. When a person just stands right up, they're not making use of the tree or the tree stump or whatever it might be. Just to read real quickly from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, it's in Perek Chav Vav. Perek Chav Vav. Ha'ara mem beis. It's important to keep in mind always where it is. Perek chavav ha'ara mem beis. At the end, in the old red ones, actually, in the old red Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. In the new ones, it's a little bit different. But it, in other words, the place is a little bit different. But be it as a may, says Sharim establishim ovar v'yoshav al onof ha'sherish shegavoyed gimel tfachim. If somebody was over, even on purpose, they were over. And they sat on a, like we said, a stump or a branch. He brings out the point I want to bring out over here. Even on a branch, sometimes you have a branch that's higher than three tefachim. It's 2-3 feet up, right? A person sat down on that branch, which you're not allowed to because it's more than three tefachim high. So, shechayiv lokum tekef. Then a person is, that's what he says. A person is chayiv to get up right away. They shouldn't just sit there the whole Shabbos. Just get up and go away. And that's it. The person, whether they did it on, by mistake, for sure is no problem. The Shulchan Aruch says, but even on purpose, shechayiv lokum tekef. You just get up, like we said, because getting up is not making use of the tree. It's the climbing on the tree that's the problem. You just get up and walk away. And that's it. They should know not to use it. But if it did happen, just to get up, in that case, you do not have to stay there the entire Shabbos. Okay, one more last thing, which again is not so negay lemaisa, but just to keep in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Hei, which actually talks about animals, let's say somebody, what about going on an animal? If somebody went on, you're not allowed to go on an animal on Shabbos, but a person didn't know, they went on the animal by mistake, so good, so you go down, but even if they went on purpose on the animal, we don't tell you on, when it comes to a tree, somebody climbs up, right, they climbed up into the tree, we tell them stay there if they went on purpose, but on an animal, somebody said, "Bemezid, I'm not allowed to go on an animal." I understand. I'm going to go on an animal. Animals. I'm sitting on an animal. So then he did tshuva. He says, "Hey, you know what? I want to go down. I did the wrong thing." No, over there, by an animal, we say no problem. Then he could go down, even if a person did it on purpose. You're not allowed to do it. But Shemishem Tsar Balachaim, over there it's a different problem of Tsar Balachaim. You can't, there's an issue of Tsar Balachaim to cause pain, to cause Tsar to an animal. You know, let do that. So therefore, Shemishem Tsar Balachaim lo kansu lahashir aleha ad moitzi Shabbos v'lochin yared mimene. When it comes to an animal, we tell you, even if somebody went on purpose, you're not allowed to go on an animal, but I went on anyways, the person went on anyways, we tell him go down, because why should the animal suffer, right? You're causing the animal tsar, you're causing the animal pain and annoyance and suffering. So that's not the why does he have to suffer because of you? So then we tell you just go down and do tshuva, of course, but still you're not allowed to go on the animal. But to sit on an animal, even if somebody went on purpose, that we don't tell you to do. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov, thank you for listening.